1949, the Wildcats captured their second NCAA title.
Jones breaks for the basket. Barker pivots, gives it over to Beard to Hirsch. Still out deep in the front line. 30 seconds to play. Beard holds the ball over to Hirsch. Hirsch pivots to his right. Moves out on the front lines now with the ball. Pivots back and forth, back and forth. Gets himself free as he finishes his dribble near the midcourt stripe. He flips her over to Beard. Holds that ball over his head, then breaks by on the side of Pilgrim. Flips the ball over to Barker. Kentucky still freezing that ball and keeping it away from the Aggies. Noted for their own game. Over the line, the corner. Line had a chance to cock that left arm. Moved out. Flipped her over to Hirsch in the pivot to Groves to Jones. Went over the line. He's tripped and knocked on the floor as he breaks in for the basket by Pilgrim. A move then to cut up the gap on line. Line fell over his feet and the foul is on Pilgrim. Pilgrim charged with his first foul of the game. And Kentucky's going to shoot a Jim Line on the free throw lane and only 5 seconds to play. The Wildcats leading 46-36. This will probably be the last shot of the ball game, and Line misses it, comes off there, rebounded by Sheldon. He flips over on the far side. 1 second, 1 second to play as Yates shoots and drops the ball on the floor. The game ends. The Wildcats are the defending champions.